Susan?
Just one little concern is that the more we've been using prednisone in either our clinical trials or our daily work, the harder it's going to be to get patients off the prednisone. I was just curious from our panel here today, how many of us have really been able to successfully get people off prednisone? Because it's been a main problem. People who have been on abiraterone and prednisone or dosi and prednisone, they all want to come off, and we try to taper them, and then we find they have nausea, vomiting, they come in horrible fatigue. And I think the fact that we may not be able to successfully maintain them off a steroid is going to jade a lot of the clinical trials we're going to be doing in the future, and that is that constant dependence on prednisone. One wonders whether one is getting the real taste of the drug as a result of having that on board all the time.
I gotta say, I haven't heard that one too much before. Mario, have you had problems getting people off prednisone after abiraterone?
Oh, absolutely. It's a common thing. That was part of the comment that I didn't complete last time. I think the institution of corticosteroids is often a development of a pathway. Again, I use it for a very long time. It's very hard to take somebody off steroids. And then we have treatments along the way, abiraterone plus steroids, we have chemotherapy plus steroids, we have cabazitaxel with steroids. A lot of the clinical trials use steroids in the control because of a regulatory issue. It's established control. So we're using steroids for a long time. And our patients today are less symptomatic, they live longer, so they're gonna be exposed to it for a long time. And we see all kinds of potential complications. So I think that the development of an endocrine-based compound without the use of steroids can be a great advantage in today's paradigm.
Interesting, Dan.
I think in addition to the fatigue that Susan noted, the other problem I've had is skin toxicity. Oh, yeah. These patients will develop friability of the skin. They bleed easily. If you even put tape on a particular area, you take the tape off, they'll bleed. And that's something that I have not seen goes away after they've stopped the steroids. So it's a major problem with these patients.
I mean, I think one strategy is not to start it at all. And I was heading that way until abiraterone came back in and really has forced us to kind of use it as part of the regimen.